KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
Partly cloudy skies and 24 degrees, your temperature here this morning at the KJAN studios. We look for patchy fog early here today, then mostly sunny. Windy and warmer, southwest winds at 15 to 30 miles per hour and a high of 60. Tonight, fair to partly cloudy, southwest winds at 10 miles per hour and a low of 34. Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in state and local news on KJAN. Montgomery County Emergency Management Coordinator Brian Hammond reports that at approximately 1:28 p.m. on Friday, the Montgomery County Communications Center received a 911 call from the Villisca Good Samaritan Nursing Home at 202 Central Avenue in Villisca, reporting a possible gas leak in the building with evacuations taking place. Upon investigation of the source of the odor, it was determined that an outdoor bulk tank nearby was being filled by a vendor who had a mechanical failure and caused a small amount of that product to drift into the atmosphere, which then caused a small amount of that product to enter the air handling system of the nursing home and causing them to initiate their emergency response protocols. The nursing home was cleared by both Villisca Fire and Alliant Energy, and no hazards were found. 38 residents and 17 staff members were ultimately evacuated to the Villisca Wellness Center as a precaution. One resident was treated on scene by Villisca EMS for a small abrasion. All residents were transported back to the nursing home approximately 1 hour after the 911 call was made. Villisca Fire and Rescue were assisted on scene by the Montgomery County Emergency Management and Alliant Energy. Red Oak Police report the arrest of 32-year-old Brandon Michael Hufteling of Red Oak for public intoxication on Friday night. Hufteling was arrested at 9:35 p.m. in the 100 block of West Elm Street in Red Oak. He was taken to the Montgomery County Jail and held on $300 bond. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports a person wanted on multiple active warrants was taken into custody in Carroll County on Friday. 33-year-old Sarah Batten was wanted on 3 warrants for failure to appear for a pretrial conference and 1 warrant for a probation violation on an original charge of theft third degree. Batten was transported to the Montgomery County Jail and held on a $6,500 bond. A man and woman from Missouri were arrested early on Friday morning on drug charges in Fremont County. The Sheriff's Office reports that around 3:50 a.m., deputies with the Fremont County K-9 unit conducted a traffic stop on a 2006 Chrysler Town & Country for several traffic and equipment violations at the 21-mile marker southbound of Interstate 29 near Thurman. During the traffic stop, K-9 Roby was deployed and indicated and alerted to the presence of a controlled substance coming from the vehicle. During a subsequent search, deputies discovered over 5 grams of methamphetamine, marijuana, drug paraphernalia, and equipment used to distribute and package controlled substances. Deputies also discovered over $5,000 in suspected drug proceeds. The driver, 33-year-old Michael Arthur Tyson of Albany, Missouri, and 23-year-old Laura Jean King of Grant City, Missouri, were both placed under arrest. Both were charged with conspiracy to distribute over 5 grams of meth, a Class B felony, possession of marijuana, and possession of drug paraphernalia. In addition, Tyson received citations for speeding in a construction zone and failure to provide financial liability. Both are being held at the Fremont County Jail, awaiting initial appearance with a Fremont County magistrate. The Mills County Sheriff's Office assisted the Fremont County K-9 unit with that call. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest on Friday of 25-year-old Austin W. Hale of Red Oak on a warrant for a probation violation. The arrest took place at his residence at about 1 p.m. on Friday, and the original charge for the probation was OWI first offense. Hale was taken to Montgomery County Jail without incident and held on a $1,000 bond. Deere & Company plans to lay off 42 workers in Waterloo. The latest round of layoffs in the state, the farm equipment maker has announced in recent months. The Des Moines Register reports that the company told Waterloo workers Friday that the layoffs will take effect on May 4th. It would be the 5th round of layoffs at Iowa offices and plants since November, including 113 workers in Davenport in November, 23 Des Moines workers in December, and 57 more workers in Davenport in January. The company also announced earlier this month that 105 Dubuque workers will be laid off in April. The Cass County Local Food Policy Council and Cass County ISU Extension encourage those in considering vending at Cass County Farmers Markets in 2020 to attend the Farmers Market Preseason Vendor Workshop. The free workshop will be held at the Cass County Community Center on March 16th from 12:30 to 3:30 p.m. The preseason workshop has been designed to cover topics of interest to both experienced vendors and those just starting to consider participating in farmers markets. Experts in the areas of food safety and market licensing requirements, farmers market insurance, and resources from the Iowa Department of Ag and Land Stewardship will present at the workshop. During the last 30 minutes of the workshop, vendor information will be provided for Cass County farmers markets, including the Anita Farmers Market, the Atlantic Farmers Market, and Produce in the Park. While there's no cost to attend, those interested in attending the workshop are asked to RSVP by March 15th to Cass County Wellness Coordinator Brigham Hoig at 712-249-5870 or by email bhoig@iastate.edu or to the County Extension Office at 712-243-1132. Two people were arrested following a traffic stop Thursday afternoon in Adams County. Authorities say deputies pulled over a vehicle for speeding a little after 4 p.m. During their initial investigation, the canine Baxo was deployed, and during a free air search around the vehicle alerted to the odor of narcotics. A further investigation resulted in the driver, 30-year-old Kyle Wayne Pack of Red Oak, being arrested for driving under suspension, interlock device required, and possession of a controlled substance. His passenger, 28-year-old Courtney Lane Sanson of Nottoway, was arrested for permitting an unauthorized person to drive and possession of a controlled substance. Pack and Sanson were being held in the Adams County Jail. The City of Atlantic's Park and Recreation Department reported yesterday that the gates at Sunnyside Park were reopened. The road in front of the Camblin shelter is going to remain closed, though, for tree cleanup. The Parks and Rec crew hope you have a great weekend. Enjoy the nice weather in the parks. The Cass County Health System Business Office is updating their office hours to 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. effective on Monday. Patients who need assistance outside of those hours can go to any admissions desk for help. And the risk of spring flooding along the Missouri River in western Iowa remains above normal. According to the National Weather Service's second spring flood outlook released on Thursday, the next few weeks look generally dry. Mike Gillespie, a hydrologist with the National Weather Service in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, says snow has been melting at a steady, ideal rate, and that could continue.
The longer we can keep this up, the less chance there is of that real significant flooding. Barring any real big, heavy future precipitation.
Very wet soil and the large amount of water flowing down the Missouri are the two things contributing to the above-normal flood risk along the river. If the snow continues to melt steadily rather than rapidly, Gillespie says it would be better for the Missouri River and its tributaries, kind of like turning a sink on and off.
If you turn it up, if you have a real rapid snow melt, all that water comes off at once. If you have temperatures getting up into the 40s during the day, dropping back below freezing at night, it's like turning the faucet on just a little bit and then shutting it off.
The Missouri River from below Sioux City to Omaha has an increased chance of getting to flood stage this spring. Northwest Iowa tributaries, including the Big and Little Sioux Rivers, are expected to rise to major flood levels. The National Weather Service will release a third spring flood outlook on March the 12th. And a woman from Fremont County was arrested Thursday evening on drug charges in Mills County. 32-year-old Elise Marie Haywood of Randolph was taken into custody at around 6:25 p.m. following a traffic stop at Noyes Avenue and Highway 275. She was transported to the Mills County Jail and held on $7,300 bond for possession of a controlled substance, possession of drug paraphernalia, and possession of contraband. And the Glenwood Police Department reports two men were arrested Thursday. 39-year-old Brett Brewer of Blanchard, Oklahoma, was arrested for false identification, theft in the fifth degree, and forgery. He was also arrested on numerous warrants from different counties and states. His total cash or surety bond was set at $28,300. And 30-year-old Jordan Hensey of Glenwood was arrested for OWI first offense. He later posted a $1,000 bond and was released. And the Mills County Sheriff's Office reports 30-year-old Danielle Patricia Simmons of Sydney was arrested Wednesday morning at the Mills County Sheriff's Office on a warrant for theft in the second degree. She was being held on a $5,000 bond. And 35-year-old Jamie Leah Peterson of Council Bluffs was arrested Thursday morning on a warrant for failure to appear. Peterson was taken into custody at the Pottawatomie County Jail and held on a $5,000 bond. That's a look at some of the latest in local news. Now taking a look here at your funeral announcements this morning. Betty Lou Christensen, age 90, of Audubon, died on February 22nd at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Funeral services for Betty Lou Christensen will be held today at 10 a.m. at the Brayton Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Richard Keith Rainey, age 90, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. A graveside service for Richard Rainey will be held today at 10 a.m. at the Atlantic Cemetery. A celebration of life service will be held at a later date. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home Atlantic has arrangements. Zachary Michael Russell, age 26, formerly of Guthrie Center, died February 13th at his home. Funeral services for Zachary Michael Russell will be held on Saturday at 10 a.m. at the First Christian Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has the arrangements. Kim Ferry, age 68, of Earlham, died Sunday near Winterset. Celebration of life services for Kim Ferry will be held today at 10:30 a.m. at the Earlham Community Building. Roland Funeral Service Atlantic has arrangements. Esther Jeanette Messerschmidt, age 92, of Avoca, died Sunday. A massive Christian burial for Esther Messerschmidt will be held today at 10:30 a.m. at the St. Patrick's Church in Neola. Hoy Kilnowski Funeral Home in Council Bluffs has the arrangements. Mary Ann Brandt, age 85, of Manning, formerly of Manila, died Tuesday at the Manning Senior Living. Mass of Christian burial for Mary Ann Brandt will be held on Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Sacred Heart Church in Manila. OD Funeral Home in Manila has the arrangements. Sherry Lynn Shoemaker Peterson, age 71, of Casey, died February 22nd at Glen Oaks Alzheimer's Special Care Center. Graveside memorial service for Sherry Lynn Peterson will be held on Saturday. Here today at 11:30 a.m. at the Dalmanutha Cemetery in rural Casey, Johnson Family Funeral Home has the arrangements. Lowell J. Harper, age 88, of Harlan, died February 17th at the Elmcrest Retirement Community in Harlan. Memorial services for Lowell J. Harper will be held on Monday at 11 a.m. at the First United Methodist Church in Harlan. Polly Jones Funeral Home Harlan has arrangements. Craig Allen Cooper, age 68, of Stewart, died Wednesday. A gathering of family and friends for Craig Allen Cooper will be held on Monday from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Johnson Family Funeral Home and Crematory in Stewart. Dorothy Ann Eggers, age 90, of Omaha, died Wednesday at the Parsons House. Funeral services for Dorothy Ann Eggers will be held on Tuesday at 11 a.m. at the Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has the arrangements. Winona L. Huffman, age 92, of Audubon, died February 20th at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Funeral services for Winona L. Huffman will be held on Tuesday at 2 p.m. at the Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon. Harold Leonard Hoffman, Sr., age 83, of Hancock, died Thursday at his home. Mass of Christian burial for Harold Leonard Hoffman, Sr. will be held on Wednesday at 10 a.m. at the St. Mary's Catholic Church in Avoca. Polly Jones Funeral Home Avoca has arrangements. And Melvin Burnett, age 95, of Greenfield, formerly of Keokuk, died Sunday at the Greenfield Rehab and Healthcare Center. Services for Melvin Burnett will be held at a later date. Steen Funeral Homes in Greenfield has the arrangements. That's a look at your latest in news and funeral announcements here on KJAN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN News.